Hello.
Hello, my name is David. I'm from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. This is a legitimate public opinion survey, and I assure you that we're not selling anything. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, I am.
Florida? Okay, thank you so much. Would you mind helping me with the survey, please?
How long is it?
Oh, well, we do not have an estimate, but I'll do my best so we can complete the survey as fast as we can. I'll say around 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll start with the survey. Give me 1 second. Great. So let's start with the first question. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as a something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you so much. Okay. As if things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote?
I always
Always
vote.
vote. Okay.
I may not always vote in local elections, but anything above, for state, above that, I always vote.
Okay, thank you. Would you please tell me your age?
72.
Thank you so much. In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. If the election for state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Definitely Democratic.
Democratic. Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them or a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you do not recognize any of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Walt Disney World.
Walt Disney World?
Yes.
That's not a person. Okay, well, that's favorable,
This is an
somewhat favorable.
organization.
Oh, okay, they're organizations. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, favorable.
Very
Is it most
favorable.
or somewhat favorable?
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Rick Scott.
Very unfavorable.
The next one, Planned Parenthood. This is an
Planet what?
organization. Parenthood,
Oh, Planned
P-A-R-E-N.
Parenthood, very
Yes.
favorable, extremely, the top.
Okay. Thank you. Donald Trump.
Oh, I think he's a disgusting human being, so very unfavorable.
Thank you. Greg Poole.
Greg, can you spell the last name? I didn't.
Sure, Pull.
I don't know him.
You don't know? Okay. Okay, the next one is an organization, the National Rifle Association.
Very unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay, the next one is Anna Eskamani.
Very, very favorable.
Very
I like her
favorable.
very much.
Okay. The next one is Florida Power and Light, or FPL.
Well, I don't really have them. So I don't, what's the neutral one? Because I don't use my, that's not my company. So I don't really have an opinion.
Oh, okay. Little of both.
The middle. Do you have a middle or is it just two on and two for?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we have this option available, which is little of both. Not too, basically not too favorable and not too unfavorable.
Okay.
Little of both.
That's fine. That one's,
okay.
That one's fine.
And the next one, Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the job Anas Kamani is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And if the election for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anas Kamani? Probably vote
yes.
To re-elect? Oh. Would you
definitely?
Yes. Thank you. If the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, a Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Joe Biden.
You would vote for Joe Biden?
Yes, without a doubt.
Okay. Thank you. Let me save you your response. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott and the Republican, Rick Scott, the Republican, and David Mercastle Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'll vote for?
Debbie Mercastle Powell.
Mercastle Powell. Okay, thank you. Okay, well, which one do you lean more toward at this time?
Definitely Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. If the election for state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Pohl, the Republican, and Anas Kamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote
for? Oh, so that's who he is. He's running against. Well, I'm going to vote for Anas Kamani.
Anas Kamani. Thank you so much. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion.
Is this Amendment 4?
Sorry?
Is this Amendment 4, the number 4 that's on the ballot?
Number 4.
Rather than you reading it, you don't know the number. Okay, go ahead and read it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent of guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support this amendment or no to opposite?
I would vote yes, but I don't believe minors have given up their right to be autonomous when they are pregnant. So I'm not happy with that part of it, but I understand why they've written it that way. But
mm-hmm.
I'm definitely unhappy with DeSantis's ban on abortion here in Florida.
Okay.
So I will vote for Amendment 4.
Thank you. Let me save your response. The next one is, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? Making housing more affordable, fighting crime and protecting the public, reducing the cost of insurance, improving our public schools, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, protecting our air and water, creating jobs and improving wages, passing common sense gun safety legislation, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, lowering inflation, supporting or ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip?
I was supposed to pick one. All right. Well, I guess I would want to protect abortion rights above everything else, keeping abortion legal and safe.
Okay, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida.
Yes.
Thank you. And which is the next most important issue, making house more affordable? Between the options that I already gave you, I can read those to you once again.
I think healthcare, improving healthcare options here in Florida.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you know what? No, I think the insurance crisis is above that in my eye.
Okay, reducing the cost of insurance.
Yes.
Thank you. And the next one, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local governments to focus their attention on right now? Here's again another list: making housing more affordable, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing traffic congestion, expanding and modernizing public transportation, improving our public schools, protecting the rights of renters, lowering the burden of property taxes, reducing crime and protecting the public. Which one of these?
What were the first three again?
Yes, making housing more affordable, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing traffic congestion.
I guess I'll go with housing.
Making housing more affordable.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Before we continue, well, I really like to thank you for the answers that you have provided so far. You're really helping me a lot with this therapy. Thank you so much. The next one says, and which is the next most important issue, creating jobs and improving wages, reducing traffic congestion, expanding and modernizing public transportation, improving our public schools.
Go with public transportation because I don't trust anyone in government right now to improve public schools. They keep ruining them.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. For each one, please tell me which candidate you will be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates. Try to choose one even when the choice is a hard one. Now, the first one, which one would you be more likely to support? Between these statements, we have the first one is the candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children. The next one, the next statement is the candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education.
The second one that would not ban books.
Oh, okay. Remove books or lessons. The first one that I read.
No, I don't want that one. I would not vote for anybody who thought they had a right to ban a book or to interfere with lessons. So the second one, the politician who said it was not the right of the politicians to interfere with that.
Okay, thank you. The next one, which one would you be more likely to support? The first statement says a candidate who says that the Democratic Party is a part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country. And the next one, next statement says a candidate who says that the Democratic Party is not socialist, and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections.
Number two.
Okay, this last one. Okay, thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says that the woke ideology puts her children at risk to groomers and other predators And the next statement says, a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community.
Number two.
This last one. Thank you. The next one, the next statement says, a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out. And the next statement says, a candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and it challenges them to lower rates and justify the rate increases. Which one would you
Number
be more
two.
Likely to support? Okay.
Number two.
Thank you so much. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for state representative. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate, or will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually not effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Greg Paul understands how important our police officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defund the police are to our communities. Would you rate this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not affect, or, well, don't know?
Unconvincing, since the GOP has undermined police constantly.
Oh, okay. Well, between the options, we have very convincing, somewhat convincing, not affect, or don't know. Which one?
Mm-hmm. Unconvincing?
We do not have unconvincing, but we have a not affect or somewhat convincing, don't know, or very convincing.
No effect, I guess.
No effect. Okay. Anna Eskamani has introduced legislation to create a renter's bill of rights to even the playing field in a state that favored landlords and out-of-state corporations who control more and more of the Florida rental market every day. Would you rate this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not effect, or I don't know?
Very convincing. I would support that.
Okay, thank you. The next one, same Anna Eskamani, fought to support families by passing a permanent tax break for children's diapers and auto incontinence products. So with this one,
very convincing.
Very convincing. Craig Pohl will work to protect parental rights by taking woke indoctrination out of our public schools and protect children from sexual content at too young of an age.
I'll say no effect, but I would like to condemn it more than that, but I'll say no effect since that's
no
the
effect.
Worst choice you got.
Okay. Craig Pohl will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities. Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
No effect.
No effect. Thank you. Anna Eskamani will fight to protect the safety of her drinking water by holding polluters accountable and opposing to the loosening of environmental standards and enforcement. Very convincing?
Very convincing, yes.
Okay. While Tallahassee politicians are focused on stealing women's rights, silencing teachers and pushing culture wars, Anna Eskamani is fighting to help parents feed their families, seniors afford their medicine, small business create jobs, and everyone have an affordable place to live. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not effect, or don't know.
Very convincing.
Thank you. The last one from this section. Anna Eskamani lost her mother to cancer when she was 13 years old. She knows firsthand how hardworking families struggle to pay for healthcare and is fighting for affordable health coverage or those with pre-existing conditions. Very convincing.
Very convincing.
Thank you so much. We're almost done with this. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for state representative, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate. only sundowns, or will it have a virtually no effect at all on your decision? And here's the first one. Ana Escamani was one of the only two state legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement for the Israel and Hamas war. For this one, which you consider a serious doubt, some doubts, not effect or don't know.
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Greg pulls his stand with pro-NRA lawmakers who said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights. Serious doubts? Some doubts.
Serious doubts.
Thank you. Greg Pohl is a real estate speculator and a landlord who has profited from soaring rents with Central Florida families struggle to make ends meet. Serious doubt, some doubt, not effect, or don't know.
Serious doubt.
Serious. Okay, the next one, Greg Pohl and the Republican Party of Florida's bigoted attacks on Ana Escamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism which believes non-Christians are not welcome in American society. Serious doubts, some doubts, not effect, or don't know.
Serious.
Which
doubts,
one?
I guess. Serious doubts?
Okay.
I'm
the
not
next one.
Sure what that meant, but. Okay.
Oh, if you don't know, that's okay. I can just save it as a don't know, I can save it as a zero.
I very much disagree with the statement. So it's not. Mm-hmm. So, however, that fits into these strange ways of asking questions. I think this is very strange.
Okay. So do I leave it as a serious step, as you mentioned?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you so much. Greg Pohl is the hand-picked candidate of the same Tallahassee lobbyists who fought to give mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout. No rate
serious
relief.
Are we about done? Okay. These are,
yes.
Obviously, I am going to vote Democratic. These are so redundant. We need to get to the bottom of this. How much are we done? Are we about done?
We're almost done. I'll do my best so we can do this, so we can finish this as soon as possible. I really appreciate your help, but I'll go fast now. So the next one, Greg Pohl is an extremist who is more focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books than finding real solutions for affordable crisis harming families in Central Florida deal with every day. Serious debt, some debt, not effect. We done.
Serious doubt.
Okay, Ana Escamani wants to defund the police, decriminalize marijuana, and realize dangerous felons from our jails, leaving residents at mercy of violent criminals.
That's not going to fly. Serious doubts?
Serious
I'm not doubt? Sure I'm saying the right thing. I mean, I disagree with that. I like that she says it. So, I mean, the serious doubts mean that I am not going to be influenced by criticism of her like that. I mean, if that's what it means, then yes, serious doubts.
Serious
doubts.
But
it's very, very bad wording of this section.
Okay, let me save it as a serious doubt. The next one, extremist Republicans like Greg Pohl will not stop a 6-week ban or abortion. They will continue restricting a woman's ability to make her own health care decisions if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely. Serious doubts, some doubts, not effect, or don't know.
Okay, so serious doubts that is something I agree with. Is that what you're asking? So, yes, I guess serious doubts.
Okay, the next one, Ana Escamani is a vulgar woman who is No effect. Okay. Politics only her or district and or state. No effect.
Politics
final
only
answer.
What?
Yes. Ana Escamani is a vulgar woman who is confrontational.
No
politics.
Effect.
No effect. Okay. Thank you. Great police and extremistic is a focus on crazy culture where issues like banning books, banning abortion instead of finding real solutions for the cost of living issues every day. Families in Central Florida deal with every day.
I agree with that. I don't know. So I have serious doubts it's going to have an effect on me. Like I say, this section doesn't mean anything to me. It's poorly worded. I'm not sure I'm answering in the way that I feel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. If you decide not to answer this one, just let me know. Don't know, or just let me know, and I'll
yeah,
save
yeah,
it.
Let's just go on to the next section. This one is making me uncomfortable because I don't really understand the questions. I mean, the answers, how I'm supposed to be rating the questions.
Okay. I'm just going to read the last one from this section. Anas Kamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material.
No, I don't agree with that. So I have serious doubts about that statement.
Okay, great. Thank you. That was the last one from that session. If the election for state representative were today and the candidates were Grant Paul, the Republican, and Anas Kamani, the Democrat, which do you think you'll vote for?
I know I will vote for Anas Kamani.
Thank you so much. What is the primary source for national and political news? Local newspaper, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox, talk radio, social media apps or services, Orlando Sentinel, internet-based news sources, cable
internet-based, news. Internet-based
okay.
Resources.
Thank you. From which app or service would you say you get the most of your news? Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, YouTube? Through social or other, and you can specify.
Among those choices, I would guess Facebook.
Facebook? Thank you.
Yeah, I guess. I do internet
news. Okay, thank you. And just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. These are the last ones, and we're done. Thank you so much. What was the last grade of degree you completed in school? 0 to 11th high school degree.
I have a college degree.
College degree. Thank you so much. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your religion? Baptist? Other?
I'm Jewish.
Jewish. Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey. Once again, thank you so much for your help with this survey. I really appreciate, I know this is a very long survey, but I really appreciate the fact that you're helping with
It's not even the length. That last section where you're asking those questions about these, you know, very extreme
summed
ways
up
of,
and all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, it didn't really make a lot of sense. So I would tell them to redo this. But anyway, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, and have a nice evening. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.